Coverage of Arizona science and innovation news on KJZZ is supported by Coder Camps, educating and training Arizona's tech force at their Scottsdale campus and online. More information is at CoderCamps.com.
If you ride bus 968, you are riding bus.
Every Thursday, just after school, about 10 kids at Shiprock High School get together in Abigail Cooksey's classroom.
Okay, so today I was thinking, we should work on how to make our robots move.
This is Coding Club.
Everyone's so comfortable with each other here. Like, we just laugh and we program things.
And that's Amber Henderson. She's a junior, and Coding Club is her brainchild. Born after completing and loving an 8-week boot camp she attended last summer here at Shiprock High. For Henderson, finding this boot camp was a bit serendipitous. After reading an article about coding in a 17 magazine, she said she knew she wanted to jump in. The trouble was, the only summer boot camps she could find were in big, faraway cities like San Francisco and New York.
I was pretty bummed about that.
The travel from northwestern New Mexico and lodging costs were not something she or her family could swing. But then,
maybe like a month later,
Henderson saw a flyer.
And it was a coding program boot camp for here in Shiprock.
She felt like it was meant to be.
My mom was like, that's a sign. So,
coincidence or not, Henderson jumped at the chance and joined 8 other Navajo students for the summer class, brought to the school by a tech startup known as Cultivating Coders, through a partnership with Teach for America, and a nonprofit known as Gear Up. But not only did Henderson join other Navajo students, she was taught by Navajo instructors.
I think that's powerful when you see people that look like you doing things that you never thought you could do.
Cultivating Coders founder Charles Ashley says this setup follows the company's larger mission, improving the racial, gender, and geographic diversity of the tech industry.
Our motto is, let's just bring the tools. We'll bring the toolbox. But what we build will come from the community.
Ashley says his program sets up in areas where the need is high, which has tended to be rural communities, in hopes of inspiring someone who might not otherwise get the opportunity to learn what's becoming a lucrative skill.
The goal is, if you can teach just enough, then they can go around and do peer-to-peer training, they can continue to code.
Shiprock High School computer science teacher Abigail Cooksey says while it's only been about a year since last summer's boot camp, it's transformed the way many of her students think about computer science. She explains before, it was more like,
it's a different language, so it looks really overwhelming, it looks really complicated. It's definitely creates a mindset of, that looks too hard, I can't do that.
But not anymore. Today, Coding Club is about 10 students strong, most of which Cooksey says now tell her they want to pursue a career in computer science.
Which is really, really cool, considering that our club is entirely Native and probably 90% female.
So can efforts like these to improve diversity in the pathway to computer science careers really make a difference in the overall tech industry diversity? Dr. Kim Scott, the director of Arizona State University's Center for Gender Equality in Science and Technology, says yes and no.
I think that if we have more African-American, Native American, Latina, and Asian American women in particular in tech industries, yes, that has solved the issue of diversity. However, diversity is different than inclusion.
According to a 2016 report by Intel and Dahlberg Global Development Advisors, about 2/3 of tech employees were white at that point in time. While a lack of diversity is something industry leaders have acknowledged is an issue, Scott says in order to attract and, more importantly, retain a diverse workforce, there's more to the equation than just learning how to code.
It has to be how to collaborate, how to think in a computational manner, how to write a persuasive argument, and how to lead.
But Scott adds, if and when the industry does reach a diversity level that reflects the population, it could be a game changer in terms of innovation and productivity. Reporting from the Shiprock chapter of the Navajo Nation, I'm Carrie Young.